Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Hey, thanks for joining us here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, filling your prescription for freedom. I'm Lee Michaels, in for Mark Walters. Travel day for Mark again. He will be back tomorrow, then, of course, in for the, as we all like to call it, the Monster Sunday Show, heard all across this great nation and online. You can listen live, too, at armedamericanradio.org. Again, I'm Lee Michaels, in for Mark. Great to have you along. Got an action-packed show for you today. Again, you can always get more information at armedamericanradio.org. You can follow me at Lee Michaels Live. We're going to talk a little bit in the back half of this hour. You know, my big thing I shared with the other day, my story, being aware, your situation awareness, being prepared, finding yourself, are you thinking about scenarios? What do you do, to protect yourself and your family? Very key. There are times when you can do that with a weapon, but we often find ourselves in some situations where we are not able to deploy our firearm or carry our firearm or bring it along, whatever the case may be. But there are alternatives. And in workplace situations or places that we may be going, what are some tips that we can use to, A, keep our situational awareness fine-tuned, but B, what are the alternative things we can look at? So we'll be joined with Peter Johnson from Archway Defense the back half of this hour to talk a little bit about that, specifically kind of workplace or church or other places where you find yourself. But starting off the show, I consider him a friend of mine. He's from the United States Concealed Carry Association. He is, I'll call him the editor-in-chief of Concealed Carry Magazine, Kevin Michalowski. Hey, Kevin, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Lee. How are things going?
We're doing good. It's a beautiful day here in the Twin Cities, and are you able to come out to join Mark at the Great Minnesota Get Together, the State Fair? Gosh, a week from this Sunday.
No, I'm actually not. I will be delivering my eldest son to college.
So that's right.
He's off on his own, and I'm going to be dropping him off and getting him started, and away we go with that. So I'll be busy that weekend.
A new chapter in life for you with that one.
Something new all the time.
Yeah, we'll miss you at the State Fair this year. I know you were out there last year. We had a great time, and as you've seen, we have the new gun on a stick again this year at the Minnesota State Fair. If you stop by for the broadcast, we'll get you squared away with that, brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association. So more details at that. Mark will be giving those too as we come up for that, because Mark's got a busy travel schedule, show on the road quite a bit over the next couple of weeks. But Kevin, let's start. I talk a lot about being prepared. Training is key. And one of the things I love about you guys at the United States Concealed Carry Association, I mean, the resources and the tools that you have available are second to none. First and foremost, making sure you're covered in a situation if, heaven forbid, you ever have to use a weapon in self-defense. And the USCCA is there to help you with that. But also your video series, Into the Fray, I always look forward to that every time it comes out.
Well, thank you very much. And that's one of those things where, I've told our founder and CEO, Tim Schmidt, that when people stop asking me questions, then I can be done. I'll have answered every question. So I don't think I'm ever going to get done with this, because there's a lot of stuff that goes on that is not involved in, you're not shooting your gun all the time. And the things from situational awareness to daily comfort with your holster, all of those things are questions that people have. So we work really hard to answer them.
I think you did a great job the other day. You talked about some of the public ranges that are out there, and we as responsible shooters need to be policing those a little better. You're kind of a trendsetter in that. But that's a neat thing, because you're reminding people that we, especially those of us that choose to arm ourselves, we do need to hold ourselves at a little higher standard, and we are looked at a little differently.
Oh, absolutely. We're accountable for all of our actions, and personally, that's just the way it should be. But like you said, we're looked at a little bit more closely as firearms owners, as concealed carry permit holders or concealed carriers, and really everything that you do is going to be a reflection on what happens if you end up in that worst of all scenarios, you have to fire your weapon in self-defense. So I'm just constantly reminding people to be mindful of what's going on around them at all times. If they can avoid conflict, please avoid the conflict. If they can't, if there's nothing else they can do, well, then they need to act effectively, but also within the bounds of the law. So they need to know what the laws are.
Yeah, and we just had a recent situation here in Minnesota. I know you've probably, I think Mark's touched on this too, where a man out to view the blue moon in the city of St. Paul met somebody, just another stranger out there on a night on the town, sitting on the bench enjoying a nice summer night, was approached by four men, one armed, and demanded money. The person was a concealed carry permit holder, legal firearm holder, stopped the threat, but then administered first aid as the other three criminals ran. And we just came out, I believe it was today, that they are not going to prosecute that. It was a self-defense shooting, and they're not going to prosecute that permit holder. But that's one of those things that all of us, you hope you're never in a situation like that. But here is a responsible gun owner who defended himself and the life of a stranger, but then immediately follows up by rendering first aid to the person he had just shot. I mean, that's the type of story you hope you don't have to hear, but shows the responsibility of those of us that do take carrying a weapon seriously.
And that's absolutely the type of story that you'll never hear on mainstream media or anywhere else. You know, I will remind people that, hey, you don't really have a moral obligation to administer first aid to someone who just threatened to kill you. But if you do it, good for you. That's great. But at the same time, This is something that you know, when the anti-gunners try to portray us as wild-eyed killers who are just wandering around waiting for something bad to happen so we can shoot the place up, they never hear about guys like that who protected the life of an innocent stranger, someone he'd never met, and then assisted in saving the life of the person who was just going to kill him for money. And those are the kinds of things that are almost indescribable. I get a really good feeling from that.
It is tough because, as you mentioned, through the press and through the anti-gunners, we are painted as always wanting to shoot first. That's why we've gone to get a permit just so we can carry a gun. We can feel, you know, it's just like the old West, that we're going to, you know, we're just itching for a gunfight, which is the thing farthest from the truth. And I know the second you decide, you make that choice to carry a weapon, that things change for you. You start looking at things differently, avoiding conflict. You do not want to be the person escalating a conflict. And the number of instances where permit holders are involved in some real reckless things, they can happen. They have happened. It is still a very small percentage.
Yeah, we're not the people causing the problems, and we can't seem to get that message through to the anti-gunners out there in the world, that the men and women who go through the process of getting a permit, or even in the states where you're not required to carry a permit, the men and women who get training and understand what they're doing and agree to follow the laws, we're not the people who are causing the problems. We're the people who are preventing the problems. And it's just one of the things that we continue to need to stress.
Yeah, it's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I'm Lee Michaels in for Mark Walters. We've moved the Crossbreed Holster Studios up here to the Twin Cities. Joining me is the executive editor or editor-in-chief of Concealed Carry Magazine, Kevin Michalowski. You can check them out too, uscconair.com. And you've got, you know, I was just going to the website here. You guys have, and I'm going to kind of just segue to training here for just a second before we head to break. You've got your upcoming USCCA instructor certification class coming up in October. I know when I did the show for Mark on Tuesday, there was about 68 seats remaining. Now the website says you've got 27. This sounds like a really cool event.
Yes, I've been involved in every single USCCA instructor certification class, and they're always incredibly well attended. Great opportunity for anybody who is a firearms instructor or wants to become a firearms instructor to get the USCCA certification. We teach people how to teach. We teach people our method, and we show just exactly what the USCCA can do for everybody in the country. We have 11 million concealed carry permittees in the United States, and I would certainly like to see every one of them with proper and effective training from top to bottom, and this is the way to get that started.
I think it's a great idea. I would love to see someday a one day that if everybody who had a permit in this country decided to carry, I think people would be absolutely shocked at the number of people that they probably run into on a daily basis that do carry that they never had any clue that they did, and you'd have to go, wow, these are responsible people. I never thought that I would see that person carrying a gun. And it, maybe it would kind of lessen some of the stigma that people have when it comes to the perception of those that carry a weapon. So let's come back. We're going to be, Kevin will stick with us. A lot more to get to on the program today. It's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I'm Lee Michaels in for Mark Walters from the Crossbreed Holster Studios here from the studios in the Twin Cities of AM 1280 The Patriot. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Go to uscconair.com for more info about the United States Concealed Carry Association and attending their USCCA Instructor Certification Program. This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, filling your prescription for freedom. Again, you can follow me, too, at Lee Michaels Live.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet, used by law enforcement and civilians around the world? The Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
I'm Lee Michaels in for Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom today from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, which have moved to the lovely Twin Cities here at AM 1280 The Patriot. And again, you can follow me at Lee Michaels Live at Twitter, also on Facebook as well. Joining me is Kevin Michalowski, the executive editor for Concealed Carry Magazine, which is awesome. I look forward to the publication every time it comes out. I also am a member of the USCCA, and I strongly encourage you, if you are not, to do so. One of the reasons being the membership benefits of having a defense for you in the case you ever are in a life-threatening situation where you're forced to use your weapon to defend yourself or your family. Their coverage and what they can help you with, that one phone call can take care of everything, so I encourage you to check that out. Go to usccaonair.com for more information on that. So, Kevin, you guys do a fantastic job. I can't preach enough, and I know you don't pay me to say that. That's from a real member.
Well, I can thank you very much for saying that. And I tell people all the time, I have a great team surrounding this media team that puts together this magazine and the YouTube videos and everything else that we do. We have a great group of guys who are just not only involved in the industry, but really focused on doing an excellent job. So I can't thank them enough either.
And you're in law enforcement as well. I mean, you're on the front lines.
I have to work again this Sunday. I've got a 12-hour shift on Sunday coming up. So we're I'll be out there behind the wheel and driving around looking for bad guys. We'll see how it all goes.
Well, stay safe. But now, and that I use that to segue because you who are out there and see so many different things each and every time, you know, you're out there putting your life on the line for others, is why training is so key. And I think when you look at, you know, the anti-gunners, as we talked about earlier, portray us as, you know, a bunch of whether we're perceived as vigilantes or always looking for that fight is the farthest thing from the truth. But having proper training is the key thing in all aspects. And there are so many different methods of training, too. And you talk about it. You're into the fray. Talks about the shot timer. And there's different aspects to what you do with your Into the Fray series. Where do you start? I mean, a lot of people just starting into this shooting sports arena, whether they're doing it for competition or just self-defense or whatever it is, where do you often start then when you're looking at training?
Well, the first thing to do, obviously, when you buy your firearm is to understand the laws governing what you can and can't do with your firearm. You need to know those before you get out on the street and before you start carrying that gun. Obviously, everybody who gets a gun wants to go out and shoot it, and marksmanship fundamentals are very important. Again, because you're responsible for every round that you send downrange. That's very, very important. But then once you get beyond the point where you can hit a paper plate consistently at 10 yards, you know, all day long, then you're going to have to start thinking about what it's really like to be in a fight, because this is not bullseye shooting. This is a dynamic, violent, terrifying event, and it's not going to happen the way you see it happen on TV. It's going to be really fast, and you need to understand some of the things that will keep you alive are things that you would never do on a square shooting range. You need to move. You need to get to cover. You need to be maybe even shooting while you're on the move. You need to be focusing on your front sight. You need to know where the bad guy is, and you need to know everything else that's going on around you, because if you don't, you're going to be held accountable for anything that happens during that incident.
I remember taking my first class, and I thought more time is spent trying to, it seemed like, talk me out of carrying, because when you look at, just like you said, you're responsible for every bullet that goes downrange, and understanding that if you have to use your weapon, you will likely be arrested. Now, you may not be charged, but you'll likely be arrested. Your firearm may be confiscated. All kinds of things. Your life will change, regardless of the outcome, good or bad for you as the armed civilian. But having that training and understanding it, it does bear a big responsibility. And I think that's one thing that the anti-gunners don't always realize. They've never been through a class to see exactly what type of training or what a class is required.
And a lot of people overlook the idea, a lot of anti-gunners, I should say, overlook the idea that we're encouraging people to avoid the conflict. Because just like you said, you know, between the time that you press the trigger and the hammer falls and hits the primer, your whole life changes. But as soon as that gun goes off, whether you hit anybody or not, you're going to be talking to some police officers. There's going to be a discussion and an investigation about what's going on around you. When you use your gun in self-defense, your life will change. So, obviously, the best thing that you can do is figure out how to avoid using that gun in self-defense. If you're forced to use it, by all means, use it. Use it effectively. Stop the threat. Make sure that you go home alive. But if there is a way that you can escape, I recommend escape every single time, because in the long run, that's going to be the better thing for you.
Absolutely. I have a friend of mine in studio, actually, we'll be talking to next, who told me the other day in the range, I don't want you to miss. If you have to use your gun, don't miss, because you are responsible. And if you're going to use it, make sure you're taking out the bad guy. But all that training is important. And even in states that now we see this, the constitutional carry coming along, that everybody has a right. And I'm all for the Second Amendment. We get that. But also, we in today's society, even if you have constitutional carry, you should not just be strapping on a gun thinking, because the Constitution says I can, I can. I hope and pray that you are getting the training and being responsible about it, because that first and foremost is what's going to help save lives and protect yourself.
And I tell people all the time that I've heard people complain, well, you know, it's just a 4-hour class or something like that, you know, and they're putting an hour figure on the amount of training that they got, and some people are saying that's not enough, and some people are saying that's too much. And I put it this way: if you, as an honest, law-abiding citizen, are involved in a deadly force incident, if you're involved in a shooting, one thing that is true is you will wait for the police to come, and then they will get to investigate you. And that investigation will last far more than the training that you had, far longer than the initial 4 hours training that you had. The police officers, the district attorney, everybody is going to be doing a lot more investigation than just that little bit of 4-hour training or 8-hour training class or whatever it was that you had. And again, police officers, and I say this as a police officer, we like it when people stand around and wait for us to come, because then we have someone to talk to and some way to investigate. The bad guys shoot at the good guys and run away, and then police officers have to go look for them. Good guys shoot at the bad guys and then stay and wait and help with the investigation.
And make a good witness.
Who do you think is going to be more deeply investigated? The guy standing there answering questions with his attorney, or the guy who ran away and we can't find him?
Yeah.
So, get the training. Whether or not you are required to have a permit, get some training so that you know what to do. Maybe even more importantly, you know what to say and what not to do when you're involved in a situation like this.
Yeah, Kevin, always appreciate chatting with you. Always a wealth of information. I hope people go to the USCCAOnAir.com website. If you're interested, especially in that instructor certification class coming up October, you can get information there. Become a USCCA member as well. Kevin, sorry we're going to miss you at the state fair this year, but we'll save you a gun on the stick, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot, Lee. You have a great time.
Awesome. God bless you, my friend. Again, more information, go to uscconair.com. Lots of great stuff happening there. Stay tuned. More of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense coming right back. Want to get into situation. You know, what do you do in a workplace or someplace where you can't bring a firearm? And how do you better prepare yourself for that? We'll be joined with a former federal air marshal next, and owner of Archway Defense, Peter Johnson, here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, filling your prescription for freedom.
At As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me, and that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Has this ever happened to you? You walk into a gun store, and by the time you walk out, you feel about 3 inches tall. All because the guy behind the counter made you feel like an idiot, just because you didn't know some of the special gun terminology or what the latest product was. Well, let Concealed Carry Magazine be your crash course on everything and anything armed self-defense. So the next time you walk into that gun store, you'll walk out with your head held high. As soon as your first issue arrives, you'll find yourself immersed in unbiased gun and gear reviews and real stories from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll quickly realize Concealed Carry Magazine isn't your cookie-cutter publication. But in fact, it's a wealth of vital information you need to stay up to date and prepared. As a special bonus, if you activate your subscription today, you'll be entered to win one of four brand new handguns. Simply go to oneofourguns.com right now to activate your subscription and secure your entry to win. Hurry though, this offer won't last long. That's the number one of the number four guns.com.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com. One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, USCCAOnAir.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting USCCAOnAir.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Hey, it's Lee Michaels sitting in for Mark today. He is on the road traveling. He'll be back tomorrow, back for the Monster Show Sunday. And then he's heading on the road again, coming to the Great Minnesota Get-Together, the Minnesota State Fair, a week from this Sunday. He'll be broadcasting live from the State Fair. Come on by. Get your gun on a stick. We're giving away, well, supplies last. I think we've got about 500 or so, but we'll be passing those out for free at the State Fair. So if you're anywhere near the Twin Cities, come on down and join us for that. Also, the following day, on Monday, August 31st, Mark will be doing a special VIP. It'll be a broadcast of the show you're listening to right now. Plus, there'll be a VIP shooting experience and a barbecue. And you know how Mark loves barbecue. So come on down for that. You get tickets and more information on that. You can link through that, too, at armedamericanradio.com. Check them out on Facebook or even visit our am1280thepatriot.com website for details. As we move the Crossbreed Holster Studios up here to the Twin Cities, and I must say, Crossbreed does make a very comfortable holster for many different things that you might want to put in it. But with that, I want to follow along on the being prepared, getting the training, but also what do you do when you find yourself? You can find yourself in a lot of situations where you may not be able to bring your firearm. You might work in an office building or something where your employer doesn't allow that. Maybe you're going to a sporting event. You know, a lot of they're really cracking down on that. I mean, the security at these places is really tough when you look at this day and age. And with me right now is Peter Johnson. He is the owner of Archway Defense. He is a former Air Force and Federal Air Marshal.
Yep.
Peter, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Now, I think the Federal Air Marshal, we got a lot of stories we can get into maybe for another show, but I think that's just fascinating.
Definitely another show.
Well, good. Well, let's talk about this now. We've talked a little bit about the training. We talk a little bit about situational awareness and being prepared. So what do we do when we're heading into, let's start with your place of employment. Maybe your employer bans firearms for their employees while on duty, while working.
Absolutely. And a lot of employers, we do work with companies that do ban firearms on the premises. So the employees then have to decide, well, am I going to violate company policy and possibly get fired? Or am I going to be the person that locks it up in a safe in my trunk, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't bring it to work. So then you have to look at what are other options at work? Does HR prohibit, human resources prohibit OC spray? Or Cubitons, or can you have a pocket knife? I mean, the mindset is really the more important than the objects. We don't want to get hung up on objects because objects don't save us.
Right.
Your mindset, your ability to think, fight, and move is what's going to keep you alive.
So what do we do? And that's it. So you've talked about a couple of the options they have. So how do you tell people to start thinking about these situations? Because a lot of people think, well, maybe there's a security guard at the front door in the office building, or maybe it's a smaller office building. There isn't a security guard, but does the front door lock during the day? Can anybody walk in? How do you prepare yourself for that?
Well, part of it is looking at what your environment is, and we have to acknowledge that workplace violence is an issue also. I mean, it accounts for almost 18% of all crimes are committed at the workplace. So you're in a large company, it could be from an employee or a customer or a whole number of threats. That being said, when you're looking at your own environment, if you work at a gas station, right, your threat is dramatically different than
increased.
If you work at an accounting firm.
Right.
If you work at a large corporation, we have a couple in Minnesota that thousands and thousands of employees, a disgruntled employee is more likely to be a threat than a customer, correct? So then understanding workplace violence and we use the term active shooter. I prefer active threat because if somebody's not shooting, but they're using a bomb, is it not a threat anymore?
Or if they're using a hammer or swinging a machete, it doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah, we talked on one of your other stations, AM 980, talking about half of all violence at faith-based properties. Only half accounts for a firearm. The rest are explosives, ropes, knives. So we don't want to get hung up on objects. The mindset is looking around your environment and saying, what can I use as what in the military we'd call it a field expedient weapon. So what is around me that if everything falls apart, and you kind of shared a story about your car a while back, but what's around me that I could actually use if that worst case scenario happened and I found myself landing on the X? The X is that
there's an active threat in my building.
And you're standing right on the spot of where everything's blowing up.
Right. So what are some of the things that people probably aren't thinking of right now that can be used to avoid, move, evade, or fight back?
One of the great things, we were just doing an active threat course with a couple of the Southern Metro SWAT teams at a grade school, unfortunately. Well, during the active threat course, and it was using simunition rounds, we had the pleasure of talking with the principal and also some of the teachers, and they were asking, what can we do, right? Because we can't bring a gun into the classrooms.
Right.
So I looked around and I said, well, you have plenty of stuff right here. What about a fire extinguisher? A fire extinguisher is basically a smoke grenade if you pump it down a hallway, if the hallway is small enough,
right,
to screen movement, right? The goal is to get away, right? Situational
Absolutely.
Avoidance if we can. We fight when we don't have another option. So something as simple as a fire extinguisher that people pass every single sporting event, school, theater, you can't go anywhere without finding a fire extinguisher.
Those are great points, because I think a lot of people who don't think about this a lot don't walk into a room. And I'm saying, you know, you don't have to be paranoid that you're looking over your shoulder every time you're going somewhere. But I'm paying attention to exits. You know, there's certain places I go, I pay more attention. I'm more, you know, I think about you're going to a hair salon or you're going to a restaurant that you don't think would be a place where you would have an active threat. But what about, not a disgruntled employee, but what about a boyfriend or a girlfriend or ex of something like that walks in to an establishment because they're targeting somebody else? And in those situations, it's not just that person targeting them.
Domestic spillover at the workplace is, again, about 30% of all workplace violence is domestic spillover. So there's no way for you to know who the estranged spouse would be or what issues someone has at home. So it's not being paranoid. It's simply being aware, because paranoid thinks there's a boogeyman everywhere. Awareness says, I'm okay right now because I can, my surroundings are safe.
Yeah.
And because I scanned it.
And understanding what the surroundings are and if what could be a possible thing. And just, you know, might be some, there's a door right over there.
Exactly.
Something happens, I can go. I'm taking my wife and kids and we are gone.
I know how to get out. That's half the battle.
Because as a responsible firearm owner, you know, we're not always necessarily the one. I do not want to be the guy that if I hear shots in an establishment or a mall or wherever I happen to be, that is going to actively run to try to stop the threat.
Yeah, that's not really your position. And understanding the law in each state, I mean, being an aggressor in a case like that, if you have the means to get out, you should definitely take those means. I believe the last
Kevin Michalowski.
Editor-in-chief.
Yes.
You do have to take that opportunity, pardon me, to get out, opposed to fighting or driving 100 yards down a hallway and starting to engage a threat that you can't even see. What's more logical?
Yeah, because you're putting yourself at risk in a situation where you really didn't have to be at risk in a situation like that.
Exactly. Now you're also making it more difficult for first responders, because you're presenting yourself as an aggressor. Exactly. And first responders, we have all of our instructors are law enforcement or military or both. When they go into an active threat scenario, they're going to put down threats as they see them presented. And if you see a guy running around with a gun who's not aware of his surrounding, you now look like that threat.
Yeah, I've thought of that scenario too. You're someplace and, you know, when do you draw your weapon? And do you want to be the guy, even if you're crouching behind something, thinking the threat's coming towards you and you've defended yourself and, you know, here comes an officer up behind you or something and they know there's an active threat going on, you know, that perception and, you know, How do you turn and address that officer? I mean, we've seen stories in the news where people have had, you know, replicas or BB guns or airsoft. That's got to be a tough call.
Absolutely.
For officers and law enforcement.
And the officers have to act reasonably.
Yeah.
Reasonably opposed to, they don't have to be right. They have to be reasonable. If they reasonably believe you have a firearm, you are a threat to them.
Yeah. And it's there's lots of alternatives before you even get to drawing your weapon. We'll get into a few more of those after the break. This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I am Lee Michaels in for Mark Walters. Mark will be back on the show tomorrow and then again on the Sunday program. You can follow me at Lee Michaels Live on Twitter. We're also on Facebook. If you want more info to USCCAOnAir.com. More with Peter Johnson from Archway Defense right after this.
You and I both know concealed carry is a serious subject, and being prepared to protect your family when it matters most means more than just being a good shot at the range. And that's why 135,000 of your fellow responsibly armed Americans already read Concealed Carry Magazine from cover to cover, including my columns. A subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine isn't just an entire year of unbiased gun and gear reviews, it's so much more. It's real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day, just like you and I. It's life-saving information
information that'll keep you up to date and prepared. And most importantly, it'll help you be ready and confident to protect your family if you're ever faced with a life or death situation. Begin your subscription today, and not only will you be looking forward to a full year of America's number one publication for responsibly armed citizens, but you'll also automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this offer won't last long, so go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one and the number four, oneofourguns.com, to activate your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. Again, that's oneofourguns.com.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
As Americans, you have the right to bear arms. You also have the right to have and cook great food. Hey, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and I just launched a great cooking guide. It's called Try This Dish. Why not spice up your dinner? All you got to do is go to irfnews.com. It's chock full of recipes, DIY kitchen tips, everything that's got to do with cooking. That's Try This Dish at irfnews.com. Give it a try today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Here we are live from the Crossbreed Holster Studios in the Twin Cities from AM 1280 The Patriot. I'm Lee Michaels in for Mark Walters. Mark back on the daily program tomorrow, and then, of course, the Big Monster Sunday show on Sunday. And great to have you joining us today. We've talked a lot about training. We've talked about situational awareness. It's one of those things that's key to me. As if you knew we were listening to the show on Tuesday, I shared my story and what I experienced, Chapter 5 in Lessons from Unarmed America, which is Mark's latest book. It's harrowing to be looking down the barrel of a gun. It's a kind of helpless feeling. But, you know, there is training, there's scenarios. And because of some of the awareness that I had before and some of the training things that I had thought about is one of the things that helped me get out of that situation. With me now is the owner of Archway Defense. He's a former federal air marshal, which I think is really cool, and there's probably some things you can and cannot say about that, but we won't go there.
A lot of flying.
That's a whole, yeah. A lot of frequent flyer miles packed.
Unfortunately, they didn't give us any.
Oh, wasn't one of those perks, huh? But Peter Johnson is with us, and we've been talking about just, you know, you might find yourself in a situation, in a business, where you work, out and about in the town where you're not able to bring a firearm. What are some of the things that you can use to help yourself in those situations, first and foremost, to avoid or evade those situations? But we were just talking about, too, leading up to, maybe you're in a situation where you're forced to draw your weapon, maybe you're in an active threat scenario, force-on-force situation. It's troublesome for law enforcement and for the permit holder.
Absolutely. The force-on-force, and we have a saying, the body can't go where the mind hasn't been. And if you don't allow your mind to walk down that road, your body will never follow it. So doing something such as simunition training, which is true force on force, it has converted live firearms that fire a projectile. You'll definitely know it's not
paintball on steroids.
It's definitely paintball on steroids. So check out simunitions.com and find a local training facility around you that's authorized to use them and train with them. We do it up here in the Midwest. Invaluable training tool.
And when you get that, because training is so key when you're talking about the responsibility and being aware of the situation you're in, because the first instinct shouldn't be to draw a weapon and engage the threat unless that threat is directly at us.
Exactly, unless you have no other options at that point, and I truly mean no other options. And even from my former career, tactical patience is it's a real thing. And it sounds kind of funny, but tactical patience, understanding that there's a threat playing out or a scenario playing out in front of you, not being quick to the gun, but when you do make that decision that you are quick and proficient at your skill set. Seeing an actual scenario play out in front of you and not just being that hothead, again, because we are professionals. We train, we think about the situation before we actually get engaged in it, and we avoid it when we can. But situations like simunitions afford you that opportunity that you otherwise never would have had.
Right. But Peter, what's like the number one situation you often feel that people don't see as a threat, but often is a threat? I mean, yeah, it's pretty easy to think if you're walking down a dark alley in a dark parking lot, you know, a mugging or something. But is there a certain type of threat that presents itself that a lot of people don't realize or it gets them?
One of the things is most criminals are actually opportunistic at the best. So what they're doing is actually looking for victims. Mm-hmm. When we talk about that mindset, the mindset will show that you're aware of your surroundings. When you're aware of your surroundings, you're less likely to be a victim. You're actually reducing your propensity to become a victim simply by being aware of your surroundings. I mean, we've hung out. Not a whole lot of people pick on me.
Yeah. No.
When criminals are going around, they're looking for an easy opportunity. They don't want a hard fight. I mean, if they did, they'd try to rob police stations.
Yeah, and armored cars. And armored cars, you know, the places we do place armed guards, some of the things, you know, that's a whole other topic getting into how we should defend our children, which is our most precious commodity, but anyway.
Yeah, so what they're doing is actually looking for victims. So when we decide that we're not going to be a victim and we're aware of our surroundings, we actually present an image to professional career criminals that they should go elsewhere. And I think what most people do is they actually put themselves in a victim's role by not being aware of their surroundings, in the sense of not blaming them, but they're simply unaware of their surroundings, therefore allowing a criminal to come at them.
Yeah, and anybody who's done any training, you kind of realize that when you talk about not walking around with your head plastered in your mobile device, looking down. It's simple things, even making eye contact. And I talked about that in my story on Tuesday, when the first guy who did not have the weapon came around and looked at me, and I kind of, you know, I was a little bigger than him. I took a step. I wasn't intimidated, but I took a step and looked him in the face. And when I saw him ride by in the bike earlier, I made eye contact. So, hey, I'm aware of you. I see you. And there's some of those things, and obviously good, but still, when I was being situated where it didn't play out in my favor.
Well, you were outnumbered, so that was a bad situation to start with. But yes, looking at somebody in the eyes, I was having this chat with a women's class we were doing, and they were saying, oh, just look in your phone and keep walking. No.
Yeah.
Look up from your phone, show them that you know that they're there, show them you know what they look like, because the last thing they want is for someone to remember what they look like.
Right, right.
Because as soon as they leave, you're calling 911 and those cops are going to get there as quick as they can. But if you have a good description, it's going to make it a lot harder for them to do it again the next time.
Yeah, I mean, just some simple things. And when I taught my daughter this too, we'd go out for a walk and, you know, maybe be one individual or two individuals walking at us. And you see them and you kind of just make eye contact with them. Maybe you nod, maybe you say hi. But I said, when they walk past us, I just take a look over my shoulder. And Absolutely. It was one of those situations of, well, here's what you do, honey. When somebody does that, especially as a female, and it's a guy or a group of guys, look back. Did they turn around and look at you? Did they turn around and start following you? It takes 2 seconds to do. But, and if they'd started to turn around and they see you looking back, maybe they turn around and go the other direction.
Exactly. And now you're presenting yourself as not a victim, but somebody who's aware of their surroundings.
Yeah,
right?
And again, it's not a paranoid thing. You're just aware of what's nope. going on. Another lesson I taught my daughter one time, and we were coming home. I think we were coming home from the state fair one night. It was kind of late. It was dark. And I'm pulling around the corner, and there's a cabbie kind of at the stop sign, and he's got his window down, and he's waving his hand at me. And it's on it was on a corner where there's a railroad track, and it kind of drops off, and there's a lot of brush and shrub on the other side of the street. And I pulled around, I kind of looked at him, I slowed down, and I looked, you know, across the street, and I just kind of kept going. And my daughter said, well, why didn't you stop to see what he wanted? And I said, you know what? Because you're with me. Had you not been with me, I might have. But I said, you know, most cabs have a radio or a cell phone or something. I said, but also right to my right, there's this huge wooded area. I got no idea. If I'm looking at him, I got no idea who's coming at me.
Absolutely. And your first responsibility is to your kids and your family and your friends. Yeah. I mean, we're in Minnesota. We have this thing.
We're Minnesota nice.
Minnesota nice. Unfortunately, my Minnesota nice stops with my brothers, sisters, nieces, nephews, family, and friends.
And there's simple things. I mean, it's not that I didn't want to help. Could
Absolutely.
Have been legitimate. But you know what? Somebody's probably come along behind. But because my daughter's with me, that comes first.
Absolutely. And if you can call in 911, non-emergency line, and say, hey, there's mm-hmm. a vehicle assist on the side of the road. That's law enforcement will happily stop out.
Yeah.
I'd rather have the cop going out there than you with your daughter having to deal with the situation.
Yep, because they can turn ugly in a heartbeat. And it's because of the situation I was in once before that, you know what, I'm not going to put myself in a situation where I think something could happen and I feel sorry for the person. And part of that is safety for, you know, if I see a single, you know, person or a female or somebody on the side of the road with car trouble, it's, you know, pull ahead. Do you stop and just, hey, I'm calling. I'll have somebody sent to you because, A, I don't want to put myself in a situation where it makes me a target because there's somebody waiting in the wings, or to make somebody else uncomfortable as well because here's the middle of the night and here's this guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I've shaved today and got a haircut, so I'm not as creepy looking as I am sometimes depending on what I'm coming from.
I haven't shaved in a while, so it's pretty bad. I ask if you need help from a distance.
Yeah. And those are all things. They're all good training tips. A lot of these things are probably a lot of you have heard of discussed, you've seen in training and things like that, but it's always a good reminder. And it's always a good reminder to just because we've had training, that are we passing that on to our family and friends?
Absolutely, because it's a plan's only as good as the people that understand what the plan is. If
yeah.
you're the only one with a plan, you don't have a plan with the family.
Yeah, make sure the wife and daughter, your immediate family, are aware of what's going on. Peter, I really appreciate you taking
Thank
time.
Thank you for having me.
If people want more information, archwaydefense.com, the website?
Yep.
Awesome. Hey, thanks for joining us here from the Crossbreed Holster Studios in the Twin Cities. I'm Lee Michaels. Thanks to Shanto. Thank you to Mark Walters, USCCA, Kevin Michalowski, and Tim Schmidt. Stay safe. Stay aware. We'll talk to you soon.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.